child shall lead them, a child is born in a Bethlehem stable. Mary gave the star of the King on that first Christmas night. Sweet baby Jesus, Child of God, King of Kings.
the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. For Christ is born of Mary and gathered all above. While mortals sleep, the angels keep their watch of wondering love. O morning stars, together proclaim the holy birth, and praises sing to God the King, and peace to men on earth. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the great glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel.
Star that beckons them. Thank you for each of the specials that were sung tonight. Tremendous blessing. Appreciate everyone's participation in that. Tonight we'll just take a few moments as we turn our hearts back toward the time of the birth of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we're going to look at the book of Luke chapter 2, verse 25. The book of Luke chapter 2, verse 25. The book of Luke chapter 2, verse 25 reads this way. It says, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne this evening. Lord, we thank you for this time of the year where we reflect and remember and celebrate the birth of your Son coming into the world to be the payment of our sins and to redeem us from our sins and to give us eternal life, not only in the life to come, but here in this life, that you might have your way and will in our hearts and minds, and that your name might be honored and glorified and highly exalted. And Lord, I pray if there's one or more than one that does not have that assurance of eternal life, that you would speak to them and help them to understand that it is a gift that you have provided for us, and you have paid the complete price for it, and we can simply be the recipients of your great grace. Bless your word, bless your people, and we'll give you the praise, for we ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message this evening is simply Just and Devout. This was the comment that was made about Simeon. He was a just and devout man. And so tonight, a simple question: what is it that will cause a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ to be just and devout toward his God? It's a good thought. God wants us to be just because he is just. He wants us to be righteous because he has given to us his righteousness. Devout has the idea of being committed. When somebody's devout in something, they are completely committed to it. And may we be completely committed to our God and to our Savior for the eternal life that he's given to us. So just a couple of thoughts this evening as we consider what is it that what causes an individual or a believer specifically to be just and devout towards his God. Well, first of all, the Holy Ghost, the Bible tells us, was upon him. So this is a work of the Lord. A lot of times we think, well, boy, I better buckle down, and if I'm going to be just, if I'm going to be devout, I better be determined and put all my effort towards this movement. And that's a good thought, but that's not what the Lord is asking us tonight. He wants us to give our hearts to him and say, "Lord, may you have your will, and Lord, show me how this takes place." And so as we consider this, the Bible tells us in verse 25 that the Holy Ghost was upon him. And we know the Bible teaches that at the point of salvation, every believer is indwelt with the Holy Spirit. And so as we consider this, it says, verse 25, "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel." What was he committed to? Well, the promise of God. God says the consolation of Israel, the redemption of Israel, was going to come forward one day. And God was allowing him to experience some things and to think about what God was saying. And so he was committed to this, and he understood that the consolation of Israel was at hand, and he was to wait for it. And the Bible also has the idea of believing and waiting on what? On the promise of God. And this was Simeon. And the result of that, because he was committed to what God had said, was that the Holy Ghost was upon him. And so we just need to look to the Lord, and he says, "I will do the rest." We just need to say, "God, I want to follow you." It's just that simple. "Lord, I want to follow you, and I need you in order for me to follow you. I cannot follow you on my own. I get these crazy..." I'm speaking about myself. I don't know about you, but I the Lord loved me, gave me eternal life, and so that naturally, of course, causes me to love him, and I want to do something for God. The only problem is I can't do it in my strength.
And so, Lord, show me how this is to take place, how you want to do this in and through all of your children, that you might be honored and glorified and our lives blessed. And the second thing we want to take a little thought of here, and that is in verse 26, a personal revelation was given to him because he was committed to the consolation of Israel, to the promise of God. And again, the Holy Ghost was upon him. And now we progress a little further into this. It all began with the Lord doing this work in him to separate him, and he was willing to be separated, and God had given him a word, and the word was that the consolation of Israel would take place, and then he believed that word of God, and the Holy Ghost was on him. And now we progress a little bit further, and notice what it says here in verse 26, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost. This is a personal revelation in his life. See, listen, God wants to have a personal relationship with each and every one of his children. God wants to show us and guide us in his paths, in his ways, that we would not be like the world, to be overthrown by this problem and that problem, but that we could have our hearts fixed on his word and what he has given to us. So notice again, verse 26, and it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost, listen to this, that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ, or which is the Greek word for Messiah, Savior, for the Lord's Messiah. And so he knew that he was going to see the promise that had been given hundreds of years prior, and even to Abraham, and even back in the book of Genesis, he was going to see the fruition of this come to pass in his lifetime. Wow, what a blessing. Now listen, there were other religious people in the day, but the problem comes when we get religious and we start doing what we think God wants us to do instead of paying attention carefully and following what God is directing to us. We can so easily mislead ourselves and thinking and looking to ourselves and what we're doing as righteousness instead of what God wants to do and work in and through our lives. Today, there's a lot of people that are committed to a lot of religions, but they're missing God completely, aren't they? They're caught up in so many different things, and they think if they do this and they do that, and that has nothing to do with what God wants to do for each and every one of us. And so here he is waiting, and so God now is giving him revelation. There were the Sadducees and the Pharisees in this day, and they weren't getting this message because the simple truth is they were too full of themselves and not full of the Lord. And we can get full of ourselves and we can miss God completely. And so here was a personal revelation given to him. And again, as we consider this, he believed this promise of God. The Holy Ghost was on him. And now God gives him a personal revelation, causing him to be more committed to this will of God in his life as he's experiencing God's direction. This is a comfort and a consolation to his life personally. And then notice verses 27 through 32, what it tells us here. And he came by what? By the Spirit into the temple. And so the Bible tells us here that he's being led by the Holy Spirit. Not only was the Holy Ghost upon him, not only was he given a personal revelation, but now he's being led by the Holy Spirit in his everyday routine, in his everyday life. He did not know at this particular point that this was going to be the moment where he would be in the very presence of the Lord, but you could tell this was a daily process in his life. He was being led. In this specific case here, it tells us that he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. What is he saying? I'm seeing your word being fulfilled in my very presence, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Was there any doubt in his mind who he was looking at? Now listen, the world can't see that. The world doesn't know that. And listen, you and I can't know that unless the Holy Spirit is opening up. Just like we didn't know anything about salvation until the Spirit of God enters in and says, you are guilty and you cannot save yourself. But the good news is that Jesus Christ paid the complete price for your eternal life. And if you will look to him, you will live and have eternal life. And so at that point, we simply just, however you say your prayer, Lord, save me. But God has to be the one who draws us unto himself. And so this is the work that God is doing. And I wonder if he was a little bit excited when he saw the Lord Jesus Christ right there in his very presence. And he says, boy, my eyes have seen thy salvation. What a blessing had transpired in his own life, being led by the Spirit of God. And then notice what happens here in verse 31, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. Now listen, he said a light to lighten the Gentiles. Did he understand God's salvation? The Pharisees didn't understand this. The Sadducees and the scribes and the religious people of the day did not understand that. But here is a personal revelation given to Simeon of who was in his very presence. Listen, you and I must be led by the Lord if we're going to see the truth. We can't lead ourselves into it. In fact, never does it say that in the scriptures. But the Bible tells us that we must follow the Lord Jesus Christ and keep our eyes on him, because there's a lot of distractions, a lot of things pulling for our attention. And so he was led by the Spirit. And then as we grow in this relationship with the Lord, listen, this is the work that he causes us to be just and committed or devout towards our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so what else takes place? Well, again, we see here that the Holy Ghost comes upon him. We see this personal revelation that's given to him. We find here that he was being led by the Spirit. But on top of that, he became an encouragement to other believers. Notice what happens here, and that's the last thought tonight. Verse 33 says this, and Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Did you hear that? Listen, he was speaking things, being led of the Spirit, about the Lord Jesus Christ that caused Mary and Joseph to marvel. What does that mean? In other words, more was being expounded into their understanding by what he was saying concerning the privilege that they both had in bringing in the Lord Jesus Christ, right? And watching over him at this particular time in his life, this was a privilege. And so they were looking at this and they were amazed at what he was saying. In fact, the word is marveled. Then verse 34 says this, and Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thy own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. So this was going to bring salvation. Look, we don't understand all these things. The Bible says that the wise people, they hear what's being said, and the Lord allows us to understand those things. And if the Spirit's at work, we marvel at what God is doing. Who would have ever thought up? Could the salvation like this be in the heart and mind of any human being? No. No, we would have never come up with this kind of an idea. We would have never sacrificed one of our own, let alone the holy, righteous one of God, to be an atonement and payment. And in fact, if it was our child that we were bringing into the world to be the redeemer of the whole world, we'd want him to come into the palace. We'd want him to have everything perfect. And no, he came in as a servant. He didn't come in to be served, but he was a servant to all, that all might have redemption and eternal life. Now tonight, as we close in these thoughts here concerning the salvation of God given to mankind, there's another individual here who really God worked through, and this was Anna and her life. Now this is just a little homework assignment here, but I'm going to challenge you to read verses 36 through 38, and you will find that she was also just and devout in her service to the Lord. But if you take special note, it was a work that God was doing in her life. It was a work, listen, that God was doing in Simeon's life. likewise also, if we are going to be just and devout, it will have to be not our work, but God's work in us. And if we will call upon the Lord, because I've got news for you, we don't know how to be just and devout, but God does. And if we will ask God to do that in us, He will be honored to do that. Because if we're asking God, now if we don't ask God, don't expect it. But if we want God to make us just and devout, we will call upon the Lord to do it. And what we're saying when we call upon the Lord, here's what we're saying: Lord, I can't do this. I'm calling on you, my Heavenly Father, my Abba Father, my Daddy Father, amen? My Heavenly Father, as a child says, Dad, help me. Help me because I don't know how to do it. See, it was Solomon that was given this opportunity. God says, ask what you want. And he says, I don't know how to come in, how to go out. And in so many words, God says, because you didn't ask for gold, riches, fame, and all this other stuff, but you asked for wisdom, right? I'm going to give that to you and add all these other things. May we at least have the wisdom to know that without God, we can do what? We can do nothing. But with God, we can do all things. Amen? And so God brought forth his Son into this world to pay for our redemption, to give us everything that he might be able to do all things that of concerning his will and being a blessing to the world through us, that his will might be done in this world as it is in heaven. How? Through your life and mine. That was the purpose of God sending forth his Son. And the greatest thing that we could ever give God is free will and reign in our lives. And here's my heart, Lord. Do with it as you will. Here we are at the end of the year 2022. Isn't that amazing? On the horizon in just a few short days of 2023. And one day, it'll just seem like a flash in the pan, and we'll be standing before the Lord in all eternity. It's going to be a great day for the child of God who is looking for God's will in their life, to be found by the grace of God, just and devout and committed to our Savior who's given us so much. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your throne tonight. We thank you, Lord, for the specials tonight. We thank you for, most of all, you sending your Son to be the payment for our sins, to be our Redeemer, to be the sacrifice that would give us your righteousness and eternal life. We ask that you bless your people, Lord, that you would allow us to understand the importance of calling upon you for understanding and wisdom and direction and your strength that you've promised to give. And so, Lord, bless your people, bless this time of invitation, and Lord, may we truly give ourselves to you for all that you've given to us. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.